Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. The Irish Racing on Tuesday comes from Gowran, where we have a 7-race card. You are listening to Sam Norris, and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to all the races tonight, and Andy will pick out his best selections in each race. How are you this morning, Andy?
I'm all right. Thanks, Sam.
Good stuff. And are we in for a good night's racing tonight from Gowran?
It's competitive. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, though. It's pretty disappointing, apart from the 7.50, which, in all fairness, brings together two or three really nice in-form horses who've been winning quite decent races of late. And the first race, in all fairness, is quite a good one, that the two-year-old race. But some trappy-looking, modest-looking stuff in between might make life a little bit more difficult for punters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the 7.50 is really the showpiece event of tonight's racing. And we'll kick off, though, with the 5.50, the first race on the card. This 1 mile, the trip, 9 runners down to go to post in this one. And Highland Reel leads the betting at 1-2, 7-1, Hall of Fame, 15-2, Crescent, 15-2, Tarquazim, and 14-1, Bar. Highland Reel here, the odds on favourite, beaten by less than a length last time out on debut at Leopardstown. Can he get his nose ahead today?
Hopefully, yeah. I think he's quite a nice prospect, this Highland Reel. It looks a good race that day at Leopardstown. It went the way of Tombaline, who was a big drifter in the mark. I think this horse has put in around about 5-1 on the morning tissues, opened up 7 or 8-1 on track and went off 12-1. So certainly defied that huge market weakness, and it looked a very nice horse and won on merit. But I thought Highland Reel was clearly second best, and at least gave the winner plenty to think about late on. The notable feature about that race is how they both quickened up and how they pulled well clear of the rest. There was a 3 1/4 length back to the third Crescent, and back and forth as Tarquazim, both of those two horses rear post tonight. And it's hard really to see how they can turn the form around, because given that most of Aidan O'Brien's horses improved for a run, we've seen several in the last week or two who have run just okay first time out, but their meteoric rise from the first run to the second run has been absolutely cataclysmic. And I expect Highland Reel to go very much the same way. Interesting that the two maidens that night run up 7 furlongs. Both Tombaline and the winner of the first division, Queen Nefertiti, both recorded the fastest split times on the night from the 3 furlong pole, 36.9 being the time I recorded. So I think both of those two races are pretty good. And even though this horse is a 4-7, want the 2 chance, I actually don't think that's a bad price, given that this race doesn't look all that strong. So Highland Reel should get favourite backers off to a flyer.
Highland Reel then in the first, Randy, who's available at the time of recording at 1-2. Next race on the card is the 6.20. Again, this is run over a mile, and Muleta leads the market here at 13-8. And this is by far and away the most raced horse in the field. Does she warrant a spot at top of the market?
I don't think she does, no, to be honest. I'd actually bet the other way. I'd have Angela Joy clear at market leader here. For a start off, the ratings suggest that anyway. Joe Lyons' charge has got a rating of 82, whereas Mulita has got a rating of 75. And that's pretty much the way I think these two sit as well. I think Angel of Joy's maiden at Roscommon last time out was probably better than the one that Mutila took part in at Cork. And considering he's already run well here at the track as well, behind a nice horse of Michael O'Callaghan's called Queen of Power, I think he probably just about would be my selection here. He's also drawn a little bit better, stall 3, as opposed to Matila's drawn in stall 6. And given that his run style means he's going to be quite positively ridden, I think he could get to the inside rail and dominate this race. from the get-go. He's also got the cheek pieces on for the first time. He didn't have any headgear on last time out at Roscommon, and probably that cost him in the latter stages. And also the ground was on the soft side. It says good in the racing post, but it was definitely good to soft in places, as rain throughout that particular meeting decimated the racing as we progressed through that car that night. So I do think Angel of Joy here is definitely the one to be with, and I think you should secure the early morning prize, because I think he'll go our favourite.
Angel of Joy then 7-4 at the moment, and that's the pick for Andy in the 6:20. The 6:50 is the next race on the card, run over a mile again, and we've got joint favourites in this one in Carenza and Hillary, who are head of the market at 4-1. But just behind them in the betting is a horse called Granny on Fire at 6-1, who I seem to remember you selected last time we recorded a podcast together. Can you be with it today, or are these favourites too strong?
Yeah, good memory, Sam. Yeah, I did go for Granny on Fire a couple of starts ago at Sligo, and she was slightly disappointing, and she continued that trend the other day. So I'm not necessarily totally convinced by Granny on Fire's overall profile and form at the moment. In that race that Granny on Fire was seventh in was a horse called Hillary, who's only had one win in 24 and has yet to get ahead in front on the turf in 13 starts. But arguably her latest run, when she was fourth behind the Gambled on Misty Lane with Neuscher second, who'd previously won at Leopardstown, is probably the best singular piece of form going. Dylan Robinson had this horse quite handy throughout that race the other day, and even though she succumbed to the powerful finish of one or two in that race, it's still a decent effort. I also noticed that she raced on the far side rail, where most of the horses came up towards the stand side rail, so she was arguably running in the slowest part of the track. I think she's just about a worthy favourite around about the 4-1 mark. Another one to keep an eye on as well at a price. Now, this one's a bit more speculative, and you'd have to have a little bit more imagination to perhaps select this horse or have a few quid on it. It's a horse called Gold Falcon, a horse similar to Hillary, is yet to get its head in front on 11 starts on the turf. But I actually thought this horse has run quite well on its last two starts in races that really couldn't win, particularly the one at Down Robbie on Artful Artist in a very strongly run race, but that wasn't a bad return. And then the other day at Leopardstown was noted doing some good late work towards the back end of the race. Now, I'm not suggesting we go overboard with Gold Falcon, but I think if you're going to back something in the race that might give you a run for your money at a price, he's one of the most likely ones here in pretty much the weakest race on the card. So I'd suggest a very tentative, small, each-way interest in Gold Falcon.
Fair enough then. The next race that we'll come to is the 7:20, 7 furlong the trip here, and Right First leads the betting at 11-4, who ran very well over course and distance last time out, was beaten into third by just half a length in what looked like quite a good race. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, well, it was quite a good race, Sam. You're dead right. It was a strongly run one, and the winner, Tom Dooley, amazingly, this is the amazing thing about this, he actually recorded the fastest splits I got of any horse on that card, which is quite remarkable, really, considering we're dealing with 0-75 handicappers. Where that Tom Dooley found that turn of foot from, I don't know, but providing that form is reliable, no reason to suggest why, then Right First, Davey Watchman's filly by Exceed and Excel, is definitely the one to be here in this pretty weakish-looking 0-70 handicap. That was her first piece of worthwhile form, and it was interesting it came in a handicap. Obviously, her previous runs in maidens, where she was in very deep in some decent contests, were just sight, as if you like, to get a handicap mark. And off 54, I don't think David Watchman will have too many horses in his stable that are rated as low as that. I'd be surprised if she doesn't win at some stage throughout her career. And given the, like I say, the general weakness of this race tonight, it might be tonight. The danger could well turn out to be Artistic Integrity, another lightly raced three-year-old who is yet to show what he could really do, but he has run quite well in a few decent maidens, including the Curragh, and then last time out at Cork, suggesting that 6 furlongs was probably a little bit too short for him behind Amingala. But stepping up in trip tonight, I think Gerline's his charge could run a little bit better tonight. So if you want a little bit of a saver on him at 5-1, then be my guest. But I do think Right First is the worthy favourite here, and given that run was over course and distance, it's the safest option to go with her.
Okay then, right, first, who is at the head of the market this morning is the pick for Andy there. We'll move on to the next race then, which, as you mentioned earlier, easily the best race of the evening, the 750 from Gowran, worth €13,000 to the winner this one. And the unbeaten Red Rocks Point leads the betting. He's at 13-8, Chance the Dance 15-8, and it's 6-1 the field. And these two horses at the head of the betting, both chasing their third win on the spin. Is it between these two, or can you look at anyone else in the field?
No, I can't, Sam. I think this is a really good race tonight. I think this is a proper good head-to-head clash between two promising and improving horses. Jim Balder's got to be credited for the way he's kept Chance to Dance on the go. This horse began his career in a 6-furlong maiden at the Curra, and now he's been running over a mile and a half and a mile and a quarter, and he's been very industrious of late. His last two wins have been in fantastic times. The one at Cork looked good on the figures, and it looked a competitive race, and he managed to win quite nicely on that occasion. And then he went to the Curra the other night, and I actually thought one more with more in hand than the official three-quarters of a length margin suggested when he beat Vestonia, and the pair of them pulled nicely clear of the rest. He's just right on top of his game at the moment, Jim Bolger's for you on. And Jim, being the forward-thinking, upwardly mobile trainer that he is, he's just not frightened to run his horses when they're in good form. A lot of trainers would put this kind of animal away and give him a bit of chance to recover, but he's not letting him rest on his laurels. He's bringing him out while he's in good form, and I certainly think he'll give the favourite here plenty to think about, Red Rocks Point, who indeed was quite impressive on his reappearance when he made all the running here at this track over course and distance, beating a horse trained by Dermot Welk or Ebenina, who was a very strongly fancied favourite on that occasion. Speed figure wise, that comes out pretty well. The blinkers obviously on that occasion for the first time work. So it's a fairly straightforward race to reckon really with here. Red Rocks Point joining stall one, making all last time out over course and distance, will go off in front. I'd expect Kevin Manning to be very wise to what Joseph O'Brien's doing, probably track the favourite, and then it'll become a straight shootout down the lane, which of these two can quicken and which two lasted out the best. And I'm going to go with the top weight here, Chance to Dance. I just think he's granite tough, he's in the form of his life, and while he continues in that vein, I'm not going to oppose him.
Chance to Dance then, the pick for Andy, who's available at 15-8 at the time of recording. The penultimate race from Gowran is the Gowran Park Golf Club Handicap at 8:20. Ran over a mile this one, and it's a bit of a contrast to the 750 this week. There aren't many horses bringing much to the table. Kaliso Bay, the only horse who brings winning form into this race. That's second in the market at 3-1. The market leader is Wildcat Kitten at 7-4. Who do you like for this race, Andy?
Well, I'm going to go with Kaliso Bay here. I'm not absolutely convinced that Wildcat Kitten is as worthy 7-4 favourite as the market suggests. I mean, Dermot Wells Charles has only got a rating of 47. He was well back to prove that rating was all wrong in that race at Navan the other day. And while he ran okay, he certainly didn't set the world alight, and the form hasn't exactly worked out as well as we thought. So I'm going to go with George Kent's 3-year-old filly, who's, in contrast, that Dundalk race that she won back in mid-May has worked out to an absolute T. Horses like Share a Secret, who finished third, has won since, and the speed figure of the race is pretty useful. The track should suit. Previous two runs were on turf, going right-handed. The form of that Wexford race and the Clonmel race has worked out pretty well. Obviously, Abby Kadabi has been in fantastic form, the horse that she's locked horns with on a couple of occasions. Mile and a quarter shouldn't be a problem because she's stayed a mile and a half on soft ground at Wexford. So she ticks quite a lot of boxes. She did really well to win over a mile, which looked an inadequate test for her last time out. So I think everything looks set fair for Kaliso Bay to certainly justify that victory last time out.
OK, then, Kaliso Bay, the pick in that one, who is 3-1. The last race of the night is the 8:50, and this is the Irish Stallion Farms Fillies Maiden. 9 runners down to go to post, and your market leader is Mosetta at 11-4. It's 3-1 for Leaf, 3-1 Scullery, 6-1 Got to Dream, 8-1 Talsara, and 12-1 or bigger the remainder. Few unraced and inexperienced horses here, Andy. Where are you looking?
Nothing the night runs in this final race at Gowran this evening. A really nice filly trained by Davey Watchman called Leaf. I think this will be the gamble of the night. Currently 11-4, William Hill. Hopefully podcasters around about the 11 o'clock mark can at least snaffle up some reasonable prices about this horse this morning, because I do think it'll go off a very short price. It was well back first time out. It went off 5-2, but it was available in much bigger odds. In that race, it was won by Carla Bianca. Now, podcasters will know that I do hold Dermot Wells filly in some regard, and Carla Bianca justified my belief when winning a Group 3 next time out at the same track. back in fourth as a horse called Shell House, who also won for the podcast next time out. It was just a really good, solid, strongly run fillies maiden that contained obviously plenty of nice horses, including group performers. And Leaf, I thought, shaped one of the most promising amongst that field. She certainly wasn't knocked about by Wayne Lorden once he knew her winning chance had gone. And I think that kindness will be rewarded here tonight. This looks a really weak and winnable maiden. I'd have this horse in, like I say, I think around about a 7-4, 6-4 chance to win this.
Okay.
Obviously, we've got to take on board Scholarly, filly first time out from the Dermot World Stable. That could be anything, but Got to Dream's form just looks really modest and is very much exposed. A rating of 75 tells you all you need to know about her. And Mazzetta, okay, filly second first time out, but he got beat by a horse called Westpizer, who, you know, prior to that had looked a bit of a, you know, an exposed type as well. So I'll be amazed if this horse doesn't go off short, deservedly so as well, and gets the nap vote in the final race.
Fair enough. And nap for Andy then is Leaf in the final race of the night. Can you just spin us through all seven selections one more time for us, please, Andy?
Yeah, we'll do, Sam. Yeah, not a particularly strong card tonight, but there are one or two little morsels here then everywhere we perhaps get our teeth into. Harlan Real should win the first, as his market position suggests. I'm going to go with Angel of Joy in the second race. I do think he should be favourite ahead of Mulita. And the 6.50, not a race I'm particularly fond of, and suggest you treat that race with a bit of caution, but Gold Falcon is the selection each way. 7.20, I quite like a couple in this race. The two lightly raced three-year-olds here, Artistic Integrity and Right First, with the latter named coming out on top there for me there. Chance to Dance and Red Rocks Point, Lock Swords in the 7.50. I'm going to go with Jim Bulger's inform, get fit Teofilio Galdin on this occasion. 8.20, again another weakish race, but Caliso Bay was impressive last time out, so I'll go with him. And the nap of the night by distance is this Leaf, trained by David Watchman. Probably one of the strongest bets going here tonight, so get stuck into that one.
Good stuff then. Thanks for that. The thoughts of our Irish racing expert Andy Holding on the preview for tonight's racing from Gower. And remember, you can listen to all of Tuesday's action on William Hill's Racing Radio. In the meantime, my name's been Sam Norris. Thanks for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and good luck with your selections.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.